Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've seen some. Oh, yeah, this is the offseason that Utah finally pounces on whatever. It's like, okay.
Utah not pouncing.
When
is
Danny Ainge ever pounce? No. Nah. Danny Ainge just sits here with like, oh, I've got the ability to trade. I got the ability to draft. I got the ability to do this. And in the end, as you are very well aware of, he does nothing. He just sits and sits and sits, and trade deadlines come and go, start of seasons come and go. Like, does anything. And then the second the trade deadline passes, he starts talking about all of the stuff he would have done.
The only one I really fault him for is not trading Terry Rozier. It was always he didn't want to trade Terry Rozier for Jimmy Butler. He just loved Terry Rozier too much. Mm. It's like, oh. I wonder how much the other ones were just holding on to Tatum and Brown.
Which proved to be the right call. Even though.
But Tatum and Brown aren't on the Jazz right now. They're
not. Yeah, I don't know. I have no idea what Danny Ainge is doing with that roster at this point. Like you said, it seems like they were just, let's just get Cooper, and then that's when we'll start what we're doing.
And they fell, right? What are they, 4-5?
Yeah, they're out of the top four, right?
I think so, because isn't Charlotte 4?
That's right. It's right. It's Dallas.
San Antonio.
They're 5th.
Philly and Charlotte.
Charlotte. So, yeah. Utah's 5th. Not that they can't. You can get a fine player. You're not getting Cooper Flagg.
What do you think about people in the chat saying getting Jrue Holiday in the trade and getting Naz Reid?
Oh, I'll always be fine if Naz Reid is on this team.
Naz Reid, you're starting 4. It's cool.
You still have Valanciunas. Well, depending on what a trade looks like, you might still have Valanciunas as your backup. He plays alongside DeMontis Sabonis.
It's a team full of solid players. I mean, you're getting your defense and all that too. But I don't know.
I feel like Naz is probably involved in any potential Kevin Durant trade proposal. Could be wrong in that sentiment, but
could be. But I think he's expected to opt out of his contract. Now they would, in that case, they'd have to convince him to opt in and then use him as part of it.
If that's the case, why didn't they trade him in February?
I mean, make another run.
Unless they're confident unless they plan on re-signing him. But that doesn't sound like what's going on in Minnesota right now.
No, they got money issues that they got to be aware of, and he might be out
break
of
those
price
money
range.
Issues. Yeah. I've always liked Naz Reid.
I do too.
Always.
Naz Reid, not the best postseason though.
No.
Hey, Naz, you can come stink it up in the postseason here though, if you'd like.
Yeah, let's do it.
Timberwolves not the best postseason. Fair. Well,
went to the conference finals. Now the ending
was a fluke.
Outrageous.
We can all talk. We can all like be real about it. We can call it what it was. That was fool's gold. That was fake. All of it.
Fugazi.
Yes. And I don't buy into, like, I still answer superstar and all that, but yeah, that run, that was a Mickey Mouse run.
Oh, man. Bubble
it's
level.
A little harsh, but.
That, no, I mean, that's tough.
Beat up on the Lakers, who.
Lakers, they never got back to what they were post-LeBron injury.
This series is automatically null and void when Rudy Gobert has 27 and 25.
Yeah.
That's a good point.
That instantly just.
That's like little point. Johnny over here just had the game of his life. Yeah. Like, he barely plays.
Yeah.
That's a good point. I don't know. I still would have picked them to beat the Warriors.
Are you a Timberwolves supporter?
No, because I don't really feel one way or another when they win or lose a game.
Hmm.
How many teams do you support in the NBA?
Good question.
Well, I'm a Kings fan.
No, yeah, and the Kings, we know you're a Kings fan. How many teams do you support,
and
though?
Knicks
just the
fan.
Knicks. No, just the Knicks. I'm a Knicks supporter.
And the Lakers.
That's it, yeah.
The Lakers? Why do you keep throwing this Lakers nonsense in here? The hell is wrong with you?
Wait, is that Kenny at the Lakers parade?
No, you ain't never seen Kenny at no damn Lakers parade.
Sir, I beg to differ. There's pictures all over the internet.
So we just believe the internet? We just believe the internet. Wow. This is ridiculous.
Do you believe this?
Yeah.
That doesn't add up to me. Carmelo Anthony just signed with the Lakers, by the way.
Okay. Lake show.
I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Smile on that man's face when he said that, too. Just
that's
smiling.
That's ridiculous. Stop it.
Smiling
Stop it.
From
Get
ear
rid of
to
that
ear.
Clip. Get rid of that damn clip.
We're going to throw some flashback music on there. Exactly. Yeah, I don't know how we know the same noise or whatever. That's the one I was thinking of. Where's that
I think
from?
That's the – it's like sitcoms.
Yeah,
it's the universal sign for like a throwback scene.
Now don't you remember what you said?
Yeah.
Mm. So we didn't solve anything yet, though.
We never do.
KP or Drew – I think I'd
if
Boston put, hey, you can have either one of these, we can make it work in a DeRozan type deal, I'd go Drew.
I would too.
I think I'd go KP.
He can't, I mean, like you said, the guy can't even get
it. If he is, like if he can, seriously though, if he figures out this respiratory illness and all that, and all right,
well, there's no way you could financially do it, but I'd just like, send him here. Just throw them both in. Like, you don't want
him,
but there's no financial way to make that work.
Because Porzingis, when he's healthy, when he is playing, he's really good. Like, he still protect the rim, shoot the three.
But, like, how much did he actually play? Look, I don't want to, like, crush the guy for not being healthy, whatever. Bro has, like, a mysterious illness. Like a,
stay off of Twitter.
Yeah, how come he can't?
Talking about KP?
Yeah.
You see the allegations
come
as well?
On, stay off of Twitter.
Oh, no. What are you doing?
I think it's just jokes. Yeah, it's just jokes. I'll text it in the group.
Yeah.
If it's the same thing. It's nothing like that, but
yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, well, it is kind of like
it that. Is, but it's nothing.
I ain't saying that on airwaves.
Yeah. It's just Twitter being Twitter, you know?
You know.
Point being, he has an undiagnosed illness that. So I don't know. I can't play him. How come he wasn't out there? He can't breathe. That's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
The one, and I could be wrong. I keep saying like he's a professional athlete. Also, he's a human being. If the brother can't breathe, can y'all go figure out why?
It's just so bizarre.
Like he can't run more than a handful of minutes without having to stop. That's not normal.
Nah.
That needs to be addressed.
Yeah, and I wish they could get some answers from my man so he can figure out how to fix it.
Yeah.
Scary, scary situation, actually.
Yeah, very much so. Did you see, and well, I mean, there's fans and media members across the world were scared this weekend when they saw Victor Wembanyama cut his hair.
I saw that. And I've gotten hip to it a little bit more throughout the day. Like,
he's activated a new mode.
Okay. He was with the monks.
And now he shaved his head, and he shaved his head faster than Mike did. So that means you know, beast mode is activated.
Well, for his sake, I hope it works.
They
out
were
great.
People on social media were reacting to Wemby shaving his head the way that Kenny reacted to Wimby and that Netflix edit.
No, the guy's just all around terrifying.
He's kind of like, he's next. He's the chosen one for the league right now.
No, there's no doubt about that.
Him, but like, it's kind of like, even with the, he shaved his head, Twitter just made a whole big deal about it and all that stuff. It's like, he's got a rocket ship on
his back.
Here
comes enlightened Victor Wembanyama. Oh, no. What does that mean?
The Zen, everything's going to connect.
And I don't think you find anyone that hates Victor Wembanyama either right now. Like, just everyone is a Victor Wembanyama fan, I feel. For Twitter, that's kind of crazy.
2 years?
That is crazy.
Yeah, we're all enamored and terrified at the same time. But
I think everybody just wants to see, like, how good this kid really is.
Yeah.
Like, because right now he's really good. Mm-hmm. How much better does it become?
Yeah. Where can he go with it?
Mm-hmm.
Our post over the weekend did some cool numbers. A lot of people hot takes. They agree with you. They say Tyrese is better than De'Aaron Fox.
Okay.
The only reason I bring that up is, are we going to say that when De'Aaron Fox is in his fourth straight NBA Finals?
Fourth straight NBA Finals as the second option.
Because he's not. Yeah, he's going to be in Victor Wembanyama's fourth straight NBA Finals.
This is Tyrese's. They always talk about winning, though. Like, end up just with a point guard. The Pacers, Tyrese Halliburton.
He'll never be the video package.
Yeah, there's levels to it. I think
he's not the story anymore. Vic is.
This is about winning.
It's not about winning. It's. I mean, it is. Like, no, you have to be the guy.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like,
he's not the guy. Ty's the guy on the Pacers. You could look around. You could think about it. Ty's the guy on the Pacers.
He's the most popular guy. He's the guy that everybody goes to.
Tyrese is the reason the Pacers are in the NBA Finals.
And if any of the rumors that we've seen this offseason with the Spurs come true and they get another big player, like, yeah, he's not. Like, he's just going to fall even more behind.
He might not even be there.
I understand that.
Hey, we need $30 million. I got it. Hey, five. It's been fun. Give him a tribute video.
I understand that.
You imagine, you know, there's a very real scenario where the Spurs, they could go get Giannis, KD, and not trade number two.
Mm-hmm.
That's mm-hmm. that is extremely real.
Yes.
And one of the main reasons it is because De'Aaron's there. Mm. And when you need that money, it's right there.
They got a bunch of money they can move.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They do. They can do. They're a lot like Houston. We talked so much about Houston. They could literally do anything they wanted to this offseason.
That's facts.
Absolute anything. We'll talk more about that. You clearly don't agree with me regarding Tyrese Haliburton and De'Aaron Fox, and you clearly don't like Tyrese Haliburton. So wow. I'm going to need you to explain.
Wow.
That. And you're right. The Post Not did true. Do numbers, and we'll check in to see. There was a voting thing that Leezy posted on that post. We'll see what that looks like. Plus, James Hamm. Almost certainly at the top of the 3 o'clock hour. If it's not James Hamm, it's the exact opposite.
It's going to be hilarious.
It's going to be.
We still have no word on that.
I would assume it's not happening because I would think we would know by now.
Yeah.
But you're right. We know nothing.
It's just an assumption.
Either way, hang out with us.
Yeah, we'll tell you about it. We keep no secrets here. Stilo and Casey on ESPN 1320.
All combat sports sucks right now.
It's in a tough spot. I think Dame will like this. This isn't bump it or dump it, but I think he'll like this. I got to get your thoughts. This is what everybody was talking
Let's
about.
Let's just do bump it or dump it right now then.
Okay.
And we'll get into the Tyree stuff in a minute.
I'm not even going to give you the headline.
Okay.
I'm just going to tell you what happened.
All right.
Keyshawn Davis, junior welterweight fighter, up and coming prospect. He's got a name. He's doing some stuff. He talks a lot of stuff. And, you know, he looks like he's one of those guys that are next. He had a fight where he was the headliner on Saturday. The weigh-in, he comes to the weigh-in 4 pounds over. 4 pounds overweight. And if there's anything all these professional boxers say is like, that is non-negotiable. Make weight. Mm-hmm. Make weight. Definitely don't come in 4 pounds overweight. All right? So that is just embarrassing in itself. They try to negotiate some stuff because he's the headliner. You know, for him to still fight, they can't come to an agreement. Fight's off, right? He's not fighting. It was kind of a homecoming fight in Norfolk, Virginia, where Keyshawn and his two brothers were on the same card. The youngest brother, Keon, and I don't know if he's the older brother or middle brother, what doesn't matter, Kelvin. They were all fighting on this card. Keyshawn is off now. Keon fights his fight. He wins his fight. Kelvin fights his fight. This is on ESPN. And he loses to this young man named Albright. And he loses. Pretty dominating performance by Albright. Albright wins the fight. Yeah, that's the decision. Everything's good. He's going back to his locker room. And reportedly, allegedly, Keyshawn and Keon are waiting for Albright at the locker and jump him. Video of a melee and all this other stuff. You can't really see what's going on. But Keyshawn, who just had his fight canceled because he didn't make weight and he lost out on the opportunity where he was going to be main event on an ESPN broadcast. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so he's in street clothes. Allegedly, he's with his toddler. And Keon, who just fought earlier in the night, jump Albright for in a boxing match beating their brother. Come on, man. Come on now. I ain't never heard of nothing like this.
Yeah, that's crazy. Come on, man. That's crazy.
I ain't never heard of nothing like this.
That's some UFC energy right there, man. What are we doing?
That is absolutely ridiculous. So, yeah, that's what everybody was riled up about over. Since 12 o'clock.
I see. Okay. Okay. I was so confused because I was like, and I know you weren't here Friday, but normally if there's a big fight jumping off this weekend, you'll say something.
Yeah. And this wasn't even a big fight.
Yeah. That's what I mean. I was like, I didn't even know. But the way the Chatty House was talking, it was they 215, 215, 215. What is going on?
That was crazy, man. That was absolutely crazy.
I'm glad that's fascinating. All right, what else we got? What's Bump It or Dump It? Hit the music.
Hit the music. We gotta get the drop of Ravishing Guru saying that. Yeah, we gotta get that.
Oh, that'd be great. Yeah. If only we took the time to do that.
$1.2 billion generated.
Oh, that's slick. All right. Bump it.
That's a recently published study from LSU's business school estimated that February's Super Bowl in New Orleans generated $1.2 billion for Louisiana's economy.
Okay.
The event also supported nearly 10,000 local jobs as the Nolia attracted 115,000 visitors for the weekend's events, 100,000 of those visitors being from out of state.
Wow.
$1.2 billion generated. That's crazy.
I wonder, because Santa Clara's next year? Mm-hmm. Or is it this Super Bowl?
This Super Bowl
coming up. It's at 60, right? It was 50 and 60. I wonder if that is a number it generally generates or if that approaches a number it generally generates in the city that hosts it.
Yeah.
Or did New Orleans...
Was there something else? The Chiefs going for a three-peat.
Yeah,
the Eagles being there.
New Orleans. Right.
It's a combination of.
It's a different. New Orleans is a very. San Francisco is gorgeous. San Francisco is absolutely one of the most beautiful cities in the country. It's
not New Orleans.
It's not traveling to New Orleans. San Francisco. I'm sure it's a destination. It's like a sightseeing destination. Mm-hmm. New Orleans isn't necessarily sightseeing. Mm-hmm. New Orleans is like Vegas, but different. Like you're going to turn up in New Orleans, mm-hmm. and yeah, it'd be an interesting number to look back on and an interesting number to look ahead as the Super Bowl comes to California.
I agree. Yeah, that was a big number. I was like, wow,
a million
with a B.
And I wonder, are they going to incorporate Oakland? I can't remember if they did last year or not. I don't think that they did, but I can't remember if they did for 50. I remember everything being in downtown San Francisco, streets being blocked, the Embarcadero, all of that. I remember that very vividly. And then, of course, the game being in Santa Clara, but I can't remember how the other areas were working in, too.
Those people who aren't familiar with the situation the media people, they're going to be talking about that, how everything is in San Francisco, but the game is X amount of miles
away. The location shot, it's always funny, and it makes the location shot is always downtown San Francisco. Mm-hmm. 45 minutes away here in Santa Clara.
Now, right. I don't think it's the exact same. I think it's a little closer. But isn't Arlington a little ways away from Dallas?
It is. No, it's a shoot. 45 minutes? I don't know how many miles it is. I just remember, at least at the time I was in Dallas, it's a difficult drive. Like, it's not, there aren't multiple ways into the Jerry World. And so you can get it can bottleneck a little bit and be rough, but yeah, it's not in Dallas.
They got more of those situations than I think people realize. I know Washington and Landover. Are they in Landover?
Landover, Maryland.
Yeah,
yeah.
Obviously, you got MetLife in New Jersey, and you got more of those than you realize. All right, next one. Federal judge approves House versus NCAA settlement allowing college athlete pay.
Bump it, yeah.
Starting July 1st, all Division I schools will be able to directly pay players for the first time in NCAA history. That's all thanks to the House versus NCAA settlement, which federal judge Claudia Wilkin approved on Friday after months of deliberation and a lengthy objection process. Over the past few weeks, the settlement has almost tanked due to an issue over roster limits, but a solution submitted on May 7th appears to have satisfied Wilkins' concerns. So,
okay,
they getting paid.
That'll be So there are a lot more things to follow now. Mm-hmm. Namely, Title IX. Where's this money going?
Right.
Who is it going to? How is it distributed? How are the percentages distributed? Like this, it's a victory, but it's creating a whole host of other problems. It's almost certainly going to create a whole host of other lawsuits because I don't imagine anyone is going to handle this properly. Now, there's ways to do it. NCAA athletes at my university get paid this much, mm-hmm. and it doesn't matter what you do. This is your paycheck, essentially, for being an NCAA athlete. Then your NIL stuff comes into play, and that's completely separate. NIL, for the starting quarterback at Alabama doesn't have to concern themselves with the starting pitcher on the softball team. This money that you just spoke about, they do. Mm-hmm. This is university money. And it'll be, you know, someone used to refer to it. It might have been David Patrick. It's still the wild, wild west when it comes to this stuff. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be periods of wild, wild. This isn't close to being like sorted out. There's a lot of regulations and things that are going to happen with this settlement that just got approved and NIL money moving forward. These are all things that are going to have to be figured out in time. They're not going to be figured out today. They're not going to be figured out next year. They're probably not going to be figured out within the next 5 years. So you're going to have, getting drafted here at number three by the Dallas Cowboys because they stunk again. This kid went to Cal, Texas, Tennessee, and Auburn.
Yeah. They show a highlight package from all the...
from like four different schools. That's just the way it's going to be.
Hear me out when I say this. I think you understand the essence of what I'm about to ask you. And know that I am all for these players getting their money, man. Like,
oh, you're about to say something.
They generate a lot of money. And I'm not against them getting some of that money at all.
But you got Dabo Caraway, or do you prefer Kenny Sweeney?
Very good.
Compare me,
Kenny Sweeney.
To that guy.
Kenny Sweeney sounds like a Sports Center anchor.
Yeah. It sounds like a country artist, actually.
Kenny Sweeney? Yeah. Kenny Chesney, maybe. That's what you're thinking of.
Has this just created a bunch of mess? Were things... I'll even say it like this, where people still get the money. Were things a little bit, how do I put this, more in control when they were just getting it under the table?
Well, it just sounds like no one was prepared for this.
How can you prepare for this?
No, it wasn't more controlled, maybe it was controlled, but it wasn't nearly as much money.
True. That's
you're
true,
probably
too.
Talking, yeah. I mean, if you're smart... You might be talking thousands of dollars. If you're really slick and devious, you're maybe talking $100,000, $200,000. Mm-hmm. We're talking millions of dollars now. You can't funnel that under the table anymore.
This thing is an absolute mess. And the only out I see of this where you get some type of semblance of just without it being chaos is these teams or these conferences or whatever just leaving NCAA and creating a salary cap essentially. Like that, because this is a mess. Like being able to pay whatever amount of dollars to these athletes being able to just leave whenever, pop up at different schools whenever, basically being bought from school to school. It is complete chaos. And I still like all the college sports or whatever, but I could see where it might ruin the enjoyment of, not because they're making money, but because you can't keep up with them. You can't keep up with some of these players. Like, you can at least keep up with players in pro sports. Somebody signed a 4-year contract, they're going to be there. Mm-hmm. You know, like the college guys, Sac State, and they'd be happy they got
Mikey Williams might be gone in a year.
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing a salary cap, do you still have the ability to make NILs like just you on the side or whatever? And also, are you just doing that for like the football sports and all that, like the big ones? So I'd imagine that model doesn't work with the other sports.
So what you could do from a salary cap perspective is
just the whole school operates under a salary cap?
The NIL funds to a Sac State distribution bank. So all of Mikey Williams and all of this money that goes towards player, it goes to that account. Mm-hmm. And the university is left up to distributing that to the respective players mm-hmm. within that cap. It's far more complicated than like a NBA cap would be. Yeah. None of us really know how the NFL cap works.
Who knows?
So we'll just go by the one we know, and that's the NBA cap. And then, you know, right now it's operating under the baseball cap where it doesn't exist, and you can buy a national championship like Ohio State did.
They definitely bought one. It wasn't earned like in Michigan.
That's what you think happened?
Yeah, it was earned. We didn't buy no national championship. We earned it. Our work, dedication. Stop playing with us.
You're like 2 weeks away from having two coaches in jail.
Well, wait.
Over your championship. Like I'm saying, yeah. And Harbaugh was arrested for his.
How about this? I'm just trying to figure out how to fix things. How about if you get rid of NIL and just go with the school can pay you?
It'll never be enough.
That's, yeah, like the Texas Tech softball player or whatever, she's getting a 7-figure deal, I think, next year. Can you still do that with her and, like, the salary cap if you just take away NILs?
Yeah, like, you could.
Like pay that much and all that, but it's just limited to this one now.
Yeah, like, you definitely could.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, if the school
But the salary cap...
That, I don't want to say that eliminates the need for NIL, because you can get as much money.
But a potential salary cap eliminates... Like, there's a... I think there are regulations that need to happen, but I don't think a salary cap is one of them.
Okay.
Because.
No salary cap, but no NIL.
No.
The school pays you.
No. You should have the ability to earn NIL. What you can't do is you can't agree to a Pilot gas station is offering you $10 million to play at the University of Tennessee, to go play quarterback at the University of Tennessee. When you sign that agreement, you're the quarterback at the University of Tennessee until you're eligible to be drafted.
And I'm with that too.
What I feel like they have to start regulating is the ability of Lovey's Truck Stop to come in and say, hey, Tennessee quarterback, we've got $15.5 million mm-hmm. for you to come play quarterback at Vanderbilt, mm-hmm. which is insane. I should have just said Alabama or Auburn anyway. but that's what NILs do, right? They mm-hmm. level the playing field a little bit. If mm-hmm. you got one of them dogs mm-hmm. in the market who's willing to invest in the university, what you can't have, in my opinion, is the Tennessee quarterback going, oh man, I got a better deal 6 months after signing this one with this school mm-hmm. and this truck stop gas station that wants to pay me, that is also doing it to compete with the truck stop gas station that paid me in Tennessee.
Right.
That's where you're getting into this marketing thing, and now you're using kids as pawns again. Mm-hmm. So while if Pilot says, hey, you know, this didn't work out, we're getting rid of this NIL, then the kid can go do what he wants. But I think if the agreement is there to pay the young man, the agreement should be there, or the young woman, the agreement should be there until they're eligible to get drafted professionally in their sport.
They should all, maybe not all, but a lot of them should start at 2-year deals.
Sure.
2-year deals. Like, you got to be here 2 years, and during that 2 years, we'll honor our agreement to pay you, and you stay stay here for 2 years. I don't like the jumping from school to school year to year type deal. Like,
yeah.
I think that's not good for anybody involved.
Does that get messy? Because like, what if you, because essentially you don't go anywhere, like if you sign a 2 year deal, right? Mm-hmm. And what if insert coach brings in this top QB, he's like, all right, I'm done with you, you're not the student starting quarterback here, now you're just kind of stuck there for a year because you have your NIL you have to fulfill.
You can, and my thing, so with my thing is, you can leave, but now we're going back to, you got to sit out a year.
I don't love that either. Again, these are all things that have to get worked out.
It's a mess.
I don't disagree. I don't disagree, but I also don't think that coaches, I think when coaches leave, mm-hmm. players should have the ability to make decisions for themselves. Mm-hmm. That should be a situation where a player can leave. Mm-hmm. NIL or like whatever is involved after that, fine. But I think those circumstances should be few and far between. That's a circumstance that I think absolutely works.
Yeah. Then Norm says, Norm Will says, when will high schools pay players? Yesterday. Like, it's going down. Monterey Trail just lost one of their best basketball players to Bishop Gorman. I think he's going to Vegas.
I remember watching a YouTube video on people from Florida betting on Pee Wee football games.
Yeah, well, that's...
There's money everywhere if you want to find it.
That is... They do that in Florida. They wilding on that one. They wilding.
You got any more?
I got a few more. Let's see. Bump it or dump it. Texas blocks Ohio State from having a night game.
Okay.
Texas blocked Ohio State from moving its marquee season opener against the Longhorns to Sunday night, but not because of kickoff time. Athletic director Chris Del Conte said on Wednesday, Ohio State proposed moving the season openers scheduled for noon Eastern on Saturday, August 30th to Sunday night, but Texas nixed the idea because of shorter preparation time for its Week 2 matchup, Del Conte said. Speculation that Texas didn't want the game to be played in front of a hype crowd of Buckeyes at night was misinformed, Del Conte added. So they were having this game, and obviously Ohio State was like, yo, let's make it a night game at the Horseshoe. And they were down. I think Fox had agreed to doing it, and they just needed Texas to sign off, and Texas said no.
Mm.
So they will play at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
Man, that's funny. That's funny.
Bump it or dump it.
Okay.
Ellie De La Cruz has passed the great Tony Gwynn.
Okay, bump it.
Ellie De La Cruz has passed the legendary Tony Gwynn in career strikeouts.
Oh.
Gwynn played 2,440 games in his career and struck out 434 times. It only took Ellie 319 games to pass Hall of Famer Tony Gwynn for strikeouts.
What kind of gift do you get a person who...
A bat?
LASIK?
Gwynn, this is crazy. Gwynn has never struck out more than 40 times in a season.
Mm. Okay.
Man.
Let's see what Peyton's talking about here real quick. I do want to get back to the Tyrese thing, but let's see what Peyton's talking about here at 916-909-1320 Elk Grove Kids Talk Line. What's up, Peyton?
Hey, what's up, my guys? How y'all doing?
We good, man. How you doing, bro?
I'm doing worthy, man. Hey, I'll be quick. As far as the NIL is concerned, I think these kids got to get their money, man. Like, there's so many kids who are, like, a notch below professional level, so this is the only chance to get paid doing their craft. So give it however you got to do, what school you go to doesn't matter. But as far as the school money, I think the money the school gives these kids should be paid to them like a forgivable bonus. Like, they get the bonus, but they leave within the 2 years or 4 years, if they transfer to the school, it has to be refunded back to the school. That way the school gets some kind of agreement from them for the money they're giving to them. But for the NIL, then they should give it and do what they want with it.
Hmm. Okay.
I hear you. Yeah, they just got to find a way to regulate it a little bit more. I definitely want the the student athletes to get paid. Like that don't need to go away at all. And get as much money as they can. But maybe if it...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If it comes with a, when they sign these deals, it comes with a little bit of a contract that keeps them at the university for more than a season.
So. It's that can of worms thing. It's just a different can of worms. Mm-hmm. You just, all it feels like all the NCAA is doing is just popping cans of worms and trying to figure out what are we going to do with all these? Yeah. How do we figure all this out? And I'm not sure that they are. I mean, I take that back. I think they will. It's just, it's not going to be quickly.
Right.
It is not going to be quickly
right.
at all.
It's going to take a decade
yep,
plus. Right?
At least.
And I think the NCAA is doing all this because they're trying to hold on.
Yeah.
They're almost obsolete.
That was the other thing you said there a minute ago. The NCAA is maybe the most useless organization in sports. Mm. You're just not needed.
Yeah.
With conference commissioners and SEC deals and ACC deals, all of the, you are not needed.
They're giving these schools and these universities everything they want.
Yeah.
Just to stay.
Yeah.
It's like, just please stay.
Don't get rid of us. Don't.
Please don't go.
Baby, don't get rid of me. Don't get rid of me. Here's the flowers. Here's everything.
I got one more bumper to dump it.
Okay.
What you think?
Oh, Jesus. I know what you
do. Well, no,
I know what
no,
you do when this happens.
This is a sports one.
All right.
I do have that one, too, but this is sports one. Norfolk State will take on Delaware State in football.
It's Michael Vick versus who?
Okay, you got – all right. Jesse got my attention.
The MEAC – conference football program, now coached, I'm talking about Norfolk State, now coached by former NFL star Michael Vick, will play its October 30th game against Delaware State, coached by Vick's former Eagles teammate Deshaun Jackson.
Mm.
They will play at Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia.
I remember someone was coaching Delaware State, but I couldn't remember. So it's like, it's Michael Vick versus crazy. Someone.
Coach Deshaun Jackson is spectacular.
That's crazy. Hey, I'm watching.
Oh, yeah.
I want to see Mike Vick and Deshaun Jackson on the sideline.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. We'll come back. James Hamm will join us. We'll tell the story in a few minutes. I'm guessing Wiz Khalifa's not going to be here.
Yeah, I saw that in the rundown yesterday.
We'll explain. Wiz Khalifa is in Sacramento.
That's right.
He's going to be at Ace of Spades tonight. We thought he might pull up. We were told, hey, man, we're going to do this thing at 2. Okay. Okay, I don't think we're going to do that. He'll be there at 3. All right. Well, you might have to go to see him at 6:30. Not doing that. So we'll just come back and talk to James instead. Stilo and Casey on ESPN 1320. James Hamm going to join us coming up here in just a few minutes. Casey mentioned this just a couple of minutes ago. A post that went up on our social channels over the weekend. Shout out to our boy Leezy. Leezy put out a... it was a post that also had a question attached to it. Prior to game one of the NBA Finals, D'Lo and KC revisited the debate of Fox versus Halliburton, their time sharing the backcourt for the Kings. And then it kind of asked who's better. And 62% of the vote said Tyrese. 18 said De'Aaron. 18% said both are great in their own way, and then 1% don't make me pick. There's some it turned into a really interesting conversation, and it was never meant to be a, you know, the conversation we had on the air did wind up becoming a Fox versus Halliburton thing, though it wasn't necessarily designed to be that. It was really talking about the differences in the two players and the shortcomings each of them have. Tyrese's shortcomings are on full display in front of the NBA world right now. And these are things that we have known about Tyrese. These are things that we have seen. These are things that we have discussed regarding Tyrese Halliburton really for years. Mm-hmm. De'Aaron is a different type of player there, and this is one of the tough things to evaluate with these two guys, because they're two completely different types of players. And De'Aaron is a scorer, and Ty is that, you know, I guess this is all a bit overused, the traditional point guard. And I was trying to find a comp for Ty. Tell me if this is crazy. I couldn't think of anyone else. I don't know. I'll just tell you the name. He's Steve Nash.
I think that's a hell of a comp.
Okay.
That's a really good one.
Like, so Steve, obviously, is a two-time MVP, forgotten and all that. He finished second the third season. Won the MVP, then finished second. It's like 15 points per game, 18 points per game. He wasn't scoring, you know, 30 plus like Shea is doing. Joe, I think, scored 30 plus when he won the MVP. Giannis has just been, you know, absolutely insane the last handful of years. You know, his game in general, when it comes to scoring, been absolutely incredible.
Yeah.
That, to me, is like how you have to evaluate Tyrese Halliburton. Ty's not... he's capable of going to get you 30. He's done it, and I think he can do it more often than he might not be able to do it against this Oklahoma City team, but he's going to have to find different ways to impact. But we can't judge Ty by how he scores. But, man, when you're going against the defense like the Oklahoma City Thunder, who is making life difficult on the likes of Pascal Siakam, hell, even T.J. McConnell, the different guys that are out there, it's going to be difficult to judge him any other way.
Yeah.
And when you and a whole host of others, but you're having 5 points going into the fourth quarter. And it's not five on like one of 12. He took like four shots.
Right.
And that's where it kind of get into that, kind of that scratching. I don't know. I don't know what to do with this.
So, okay. I'm going to try it because we'll see. We'll see if it all ties together. Tyrese Halliburton, number one. I love Tyrese. Let's stop with the fake news that is going on in SAC media.
We're just starting with a kiss of death to begin, huh?
Oh, yeah. The SAC media out here talking about, I hate Tyrese Halliburton. Hell no. I love Tyrese Halliburton. I really do. But we talk about De'Aaron Fox. And one of the things that you've said consistently about De'Aaron Fox is he doesn't know how good he could be. Why, when we see performances like Tyrese Halliburton's last night, does he not get the same? He doesn't know how good he can be. Because I'm saying that, I'm assuming, I should ask you, you're right here. But when you say that about De'Aaron, you see he goes for 35 and then the next night he'll have 16. It's like, what are you doing? Like, why can't you do this consistently and be a 28-point-per-game scorer? You have the ability to do that. Why, when Tyrese has 30 and 32 and 15 in a night and then comes back in the Garden and has 11 and 5, are we not having the same conversation about Tyrese Halliburton? I think I know why that is, but I want to hear your thoughts.
I think there are two numbers that you just gave that are anomalies. The 32 in the scoring column in the first game and the 5 in the assist column in the second game. I don't think those are reflective of how he plays on a night-to-night basis. And I don't think that's who he is as a player. Like, so the 30 is, I don't think that's who he is as a player. I don't expect them to score 30 every night. I expect them to have really between 10 and 15 assists every night. Now, that changed a little bit this year. He averaged more points and less assists than he did. He averaged, you know, he had a higher assist rate than he did last year, but he averaged more points this year than he did last year. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure, like, I think that was I think that was an effort on his part to be a, you know, more of a scorer, but I don't think he's a scorer. I don't think he ever will be a true scorer. Mm-hmm. I think he'll be able to have moments like he has with the 30, and I think that a 30 or a 32, hell, even a 25, I think it's always going to come in the flow of a game. And it's like, what's this game look like? What's it feel like right now for Ty? Oh, if the shots are there, he's going to take them. If they're not, he's not. It's not that different. You know, as much as we do De'Aaron versus Tyrese, it's not that different than Domas. Domas will not work to get a shot. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he's not going to take a bad shot. We've talked about that a million times. That's why he's constantly shooting 60-something percent. He's not going to find one. His shot's going to be there. And if it's not right there, he's going to know exactly where it's at, and he's going to go get it. I feel like Ty is kind of similar. And he'll do that, and if it's not there, he's going to get Siakam the ball. Mm-hmm. He's going to get someone else the ball to get them in a position to score. And that's what he does first. So they're just not the same type of player.
So, excuse me. And that's – I don't disagree with that. I completely understand the things that Tyrese Halliburton brings to the table that aren't necessarily measured by numbers. His leadership, his ability to include others on a consistent basis and make them feel he's a point guard he's a point guard and a leader in every sense of the word. And those things factor in to, you know, who'd you want to build around, who'd you want to play with or whatever. But it feels like in a lot of people's minds, and maybe in yours, that De'Aaron gets the short end of the stick because
he can be so much better. Whereas Tyrese gets credit because he's maximized what he can do. Even if maximizing what he can do is still, numbers-wise at least, less than De'Aaron Fox.
Yeah. In the spirit of what you're saying, I think that's very fair. I think Tyrese can get better. I don't think Tyrese is maxed out. But again, in the spirit of what you said, I believe Tyrese is maximizing his potential. And you're
at least where he's at right now.
Right. Yeah. And I believe I think Tyrese is going to continue to get better. Mm. But I don't watch Tyrese and feel like he's leaving something out on the table. Sometimes I do, because there are some times where I do think he passes on scoring. Mm. I don't think that happened in game one or game two. But there are times where I've watched him play, particularly in regular season games. There was a game versus New York where I felt like he just kind of passed. Like he wasn't aggressive on the offensive end at all, for no fault to what the Knicks were doing. He just wasn't. Mm-hmm. But I do think, I think he can, continue to get better. I think he has shortcomings. De'Aaron, I just think De'Aaron hasn't. I don't think De'Aaron has maximized who he is as a player. And I don't think I'll ever back off until he shows me otherwise. I don't think I'll ever back off. De'Aaron has no idea how great he is at basketball.
And a lot of this, some of this argument I'm saying is like a number statistic thing. And it's more than that. We just kind of talked about just building a team. Who would you want in the locker room? Probably Tyrese Halliburton. Like that factors in too. But if De'Aaron Fox has given you 80% of what he could be in Tyrese up until this point, 80% of what he could be, and Tyrese has given you 100% of what he could be, but De'Aaron's numbers are better, wouldn't that make De'Aaron a better player? Or is he getting handicapped because he hasn't given you 100% of what he could do?
No, I think De'Aaron gets handicapped because I don't know what De'Aaron's games lead to yet. Some of that is the fault of the Sacramento Kings. Some of it is just a general bad taste in my mouth from last season, in that, yeah, I know the roster is not good enough. You do. 1,000 people watching, whoever many people listening, they know. Yeah, we can't do anything about it, dog. But, you have a direct impact on this team winning or losing. It's tough asking you to do it by yourself, or maybe without all of the resources that you might need. Bro, you got to do it. Mm-hmm. And it was tough to get past some of the podcast and in the press conferences where it's like, we're not good enough, or we need this. Then bro, you're not good enough.
Right.
Like, you can go score 30 hollow ass points that mean nothing.
Right.
What am I supposed to do with that? Like, so it, I feel like I get into a position to whether I'm judging De'Aaron Fox's 30 points and what they mean versus Tyrese's 15 assists. And if one results in, 4 W's in 5 games and one results in 2 or 3, I'm going to go with, the 4 and 5. Mm-hmm. And that's where I just get stuck with De'Aaron, is I don't know what his game means. Thought I did in the playoffs. Thought I did in that series. Was very confident about the direction of this organization and the direction of De'Aaron Fox's career. And it just didn't materialize that way.
And that's where, the crux of the conversation that we had, number one, is fascinating to me. Like, just hearing people talk about basketball and constructing teams and stuff like that. Like, I think De'Aaron Fox is just a more talented player than Tyrese Halliburton. There is more that he can do on a basketball court that Tyrese, I just don't believe, can do. But when you talk about the intangibles, the leadership, I don't want to say high IQ, like De'Aaron doesn't have a high IQ, but Tyrese is off the charts. He's at the top of the top level with his basketball IQ and his understanding of the nuances of not only how to get others involved, but he started to figure out how to get others involved while making sure I'm still a threat as well.
Mm-hmm.
It almost all balances out, in my opinion, between the two. Because while De'Aaron is physically superior and I think more talented of a basketball player, Tyrese makes up for all that with his understanding of what to do in a game and understanding of what to do with teammates and in a locker room.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's superior. So it, for me, it kind of ends up being a wash. Like if everybody ever asked me to answer the question, I think De'Aaron's a better player. But there are so many components to Tyrese's game that I value really, really high, and I appreciate it.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.